Cleveland Studios, located in the rock and roll capital of the world, Cleveland. It's the VR2 Show, brought to you by the University of Findlay, VR2's flagship station, WLFC FM. Now, here's radio's redundant pundits, Mike Unis and Chris Krause.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Mike, here we are.
Hey. Well, I'm going to say, come on in, but I can hear you in the background.
I know you can.
How's it going? Well, we're on here live.
Live at Findlay.
Can you imagine such a thing?
I can. I think it's absolutely wonderful. It's homecoming.
It is. Ah, well, and we are going to be playing what? Our top 10 casket songs, which we have to define that. Give people a little perspective on what that is.
Chris. Well, you know what? I liken it to being an Egyptian. The Egyptians literally take with them to their grave the things that are most valuable to them and their greatest possessions. And so, this is our top 10 casket, the songs that we will take to our graves that we find to be the most exciting songs to life to this point.
So you're likening this to being royalty?
I liken it to dying by royalty with all the fabulous songs that I love around me.
Perfect.
How about you?
No. It's just songs that make me feel good, and I want them to stay with me till eternity.
Eternity is good. That's why you're going to bury me with my top 10.
That's it. Are you ready to get started?
I am. Let's get rocking.
Okay, here we go. Oh, Chris, what's this?
This is an absolutely fantastic
song. One of the Bee Gees Bros.
Andy Gibb, I Just Want to Be Your Everything.
On VR2.
For so long, you and me been finding each other for so long. And the feeling that I feel for you is more than stronger. Take it from me, if you give a little more. You're asking for your love, will turn the key. Darling mine, I would wait forever for those lips of wine. Build my world around you, darling. This love will shine, girl. Watch it and see.
listeners count down their top 10 casket songs. A collection of some bloody good hit records that are totally to die for. Exclusively from VR2. VR2, Vintage Rock Radio. Yeah, we're just playing records.
let me take it out. I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game, baby? Are you trying to put me in shame? I said, slow, don't go so fast. Don't you think that love can last? She said, love, Lord above, now you're trying to trick me in love. All right now, baby, it's all right now. All right now, baby, it's all right now. It's all right now.
VR2 and wow. Is there a bigger rock song than this one?
Is there a bigger voice than this one? Paul Rodgers? Do you know, Mike, that he was number 55 of Rolling Stone's 100 greatest voices of all time? Think of all the rock stars there are.
You know
what a great voice. What a great song.
I would say that he's earned every bit of that.
I would say so, too. The wailing guitar, epic, epic song. Love it. Absolutely, absolutely adore it.
Yeah.
Free was the band that Paul Rodgers was in before Bad Company.
I know that.
Yeah. Great song.
I know that intimately.
Love it.
Hey. So we are rocking.
We certainly are.
We are rocking the airwaves from our flagship station in Findlay, Ohio, Northwest Ohio, the crown jewel of Northwest Ohio.
The crown jewel? Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
What's better than Findlay, Ohio?
That must have
here?
Something to do with homecoming, right?
It is homecoming,
you know, we're
yes.
crowning the king and the queen. You know,
you forgot your crown.
I did. I traded my crown out for my crypt.
Well, you know.
Top 10 caskets. Yeah, you know, the best songs ever.
Be married with your jewels and your favorite songs.
Yeah, absolutely. Take them to my grave.
That's right. Before that,
yeah,
we had a rocker, almost a garage band sounding kind of song from the Kinks.
Do you not love that song?
Rough
1964,
and gruff.
Roots rock.
Power pop.
Absolutely.
Love it.
Well, it is now, but it's timeless. You know?
It is.
This song kicks butt, as far as I'm concerned.
It do. And Ray watch Davies, what you're saying. We are live on
I
the air.
I know, and it is homecoming. Ray Davies, Dave Davies, this guitar lead is absolutely incredible. This is their breakthrough hit, Mike.
It is. And
number one in the UK.
It is.
I love it. The power chords in this song, the entire song was built around its power chords.
I love it.
Yep.
Before that, we were my man Stevie, the man wonder.
I was made to love her. Yeah, great
what
song.
What a great song that one is.
This was a number one song on the R&B charts, Mike.
I was singing this as a kid when people were singing Bubblegum and all the pop radio. This was my favorite song for a very long time.
Hey, did you know what? This song was written by Stevie's mother and himself. They wrote this together. Isn't
really?
That cool? Yeah. Lula May was her name.
Rula. Like Rula Lenska?
No, like Lula.
Oh, Lula.
Lula May. Yeah, she collaborated with him on this. And this was 1967 for this song. And I got to tell you, the lyrics are astounding. I was made to love her. I was made to live for her. Yep. As it should be.
Well, we all have somebody like that.
We do, don't we? And this was your number 10 pick,
it
right?
It was my number 10 pick.
It's kind of cool.
Meaning that's one, it just got in under the cusp, under the wire.
Uh-huh.
Right?
Yep.
Before that, when we kicked off, one of the brothers, Gibb.
Andy Gibb,
sadly,
the youngest one.
One of the first to go from this world. But Andy Gibb, husband of Priscilla, what was her name?
I don't know.
The one from Knott's Landing.
Yeah, Priscilla.
That one.
Her.
That
well,
one.
It doesn't matter. Victoria Priscilla.
Victoria Principal.
Yeah, well, we were close.
All right. Well, enough of that.
What's really exciting about this song is this was a number one song that stayed on the charts. You know, and like you said, it's unfortunate. He did die of a horrendous addiction. He was only 30 when he passed on.
Yeah.
Yeah. A great voice. It reminds me of his older brother, Barry.
Well, we will be back with much more music. And we're going to fill the casket. And we're not going off the air until it's completely full to the brim.
Absolutely.
Or the rim. Or the brim. I don't know. Here we go. Maybe. Oh, here.
Maybe not.
I love it.
VR2. Recycled vinyl. Giving back radio's greatest years.
Hold me. Hold me. What I want to know, and then just hold me, make me tell you I'm in love with you. Thrill me, thrill me, walk me down the lane where shadows will be, hiding love is just the same as will be. Told me, be sensible with your new love. Don't be fooled, thinking this is the last you'll find. But they never stood in the dark with you, love. When you take me in your arms and drive me slowly. Tell you I'm in love with you. Kiss me, kiss me. When you do, I know that you will miss me, miss me. If we ever say adieu, so kiss me, kiss me. Make me tell you I'm.
Recycling the world's best music. One dusty track at a time.
VR2.
I should know. By the way you popped your car sideways at a wooden mat. See, you're the kind of person that believes in making out once, love them and leaving fast. Guess I must be dumb. Shed a pocket full of horses, children and some of them used. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright. You see, what have I got to lose? And honey, I say, leave it, call me. I saw all the pictures of the jockeys that were there before me. Believe it or not, I started to worry. I wondered if I had enough class. But it was Saturday night, I guess that makes it alright.
I know, right? We're just playing records.
She's come undone. She didn't know what she was headed for. And when I found what she was headed for, it was too late. She's come undone. She found a mountain that was far too high. When she found out she couldn't fly, across the sun. She's come undone. She wanted truth, but all she got was lies. Came the time to realize.
Chris are back in the basement playing records that rock the house on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, Mike.
The funkiest band ever.
I would agree with you. Absolutely. This is your number 7 pick. Who is it?
Cool and the Gang on VR2.
Baby, what's the claim to fame? Got me out of bed, heard you call my name. What's this crazy place? Chris count down their top 10 casket songs. A collection of some bloody good hit records that are totally to die for. Exclusively from VR2.
Oh, skitty.
Very scary.
You know, top 10 casket, we're taking these songs.
We're taking the best songs.
To our graves with us.
The 10 that we've chosen, each of us. Yeah. Absolutely phenomenal music.
Spooky. And you know, this next song? This is Lady's Choice for a Slow Dance.
Oh, this is a classic love song. It's flawless. You know, it's one of my favorite slow dances. It looks like your dance card. Is your dance card full?
It's full, and we're talking over the intro.
Okay.
We'll be back after this.
We will.
That somehow came true. And I know tomorrow will still be the same. Cause we've got a life of love that won't ever change. And every day, love me your own special way. Melt all my heart away with a smile. Just the things that you do. And if you get lonely, phone me and take a second to give to me that magic you make. And every day, love me your own.
Wow, that's some falsetto, Chris.
It's an amazing song. Absolutely phenomenal. Heatwave, always and forever.
You are listening to WLFC 88.3, bringing a sonic difference to Northwest Ohio. What do you think of that, Chris?
I think a legal ID is a very important thing to do.
Yeah, especially since I can't find them on the computer.
Yeah, we're looking for them on the computer, but I'm happy to be here in Findlay, Ohio.
Yes, on WLFC 88.3 FM.
And bring that sonic difference, and it's homecoming, and we're doing our top 10 casket.
It is.
It's just too much fun.
We're having too much fun is right.
Uh-huh.
What was that song? That was by Heatwave.
Heatwave, always and forever. My favorite slow dance of all time.
Greatest slow dances of all time.
You can get sweaty to that song.
Well,
you can.
You could.
Uh-huh.
But before that, what did we hear?
Oh, we had a great...
My eyes aren't working on the page here.
Well, you know, Misled.
Oh.
Cool in the Gang.
I hate to mislead you.
What could be better than that song?
My favorite line in that song is, yeah. She's as heavy as a Chevy.
It is true. That's a really great
one.
And
I think that if she's proud of herself, she'll smack the guy for saying that.
You know? I like it. I think it's a very sexy tune, Misled. And I think the guitar is amazing.
It is.
A great 80s song.
Yes. And we were... doing the Guess Who. That was my number. Your number.
No,
seven.
That's my choice. Are you kidding? Undone by the Guess Who.
Yep.
Absolutely incredible. Burton Cummings, what a great voice. Jazzy. You gotta love it.
Yeah, Chris Underation likes that song too.
Yeah, he's a one of a kind vocalist and his scatting is absolutely astounding.
Burton Cummings,
you got better
it.
Believe it.
Canada.
1969 for this one, Mike.
It's great.
Mm-hmm.
And before that, my favorite song to drive with the top down.
Yep.
Little Red Corvette, Prince, and this was probably his first big hit.
It was his first single to reach the top 10, you're right, from 1983. It was number 6 on the charts.
I love that song.
Uh-huh. I like Lisa Coleman's vocals in the background, and I like the video, too. Do you remember that?
Yes. That was my number 8 favorite song of all time.
Yeah, I know it was.
And before that, a song that... You know, we've been singing for a long time.
Oh, my greatest story. But this is such a great old song. Actually, though, it's from 1965. This is like a timeless classic. I remember singing this with you in your Opel in your car at the top of our lungs.
I did. I had a little German Opel. You're right. It was bronze.
Uh-huh.
I called it Opie.
Yep. And you were just an intern at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A little
great
wet behind
song.
The ears.
The song moves me. It just really is such a great song. Yeah.
So, Chris, you know, we are right on the brink of some new things for ourselves. One thing is we are going to be part of the station network here, WLFC, to do a 24-hour stream.
Yeah, we're going to be 24/7. Imagine that. VR2 24/7.
Shudder in your boots.
Yeah, we've got a lot planned. We have an absolute exciting time. So go to VR2show.com.
Learn
go
more.
To our website. There's a chance to earn... Well, there's a chance to win.
Yes.
An iPod.
Yeah.
And
now that's for listening to our podcast that our friends at MRC in London put on.
Absolutely. So we got a lot going on.
So we do.
We're cool.
So I think it's time for us to do a little bit more music.
You think so?
Yeah. Mike and Chris count down their top 10 casket songs.
A collection of some bloody good hit records that are totally to die for. Exclusively from VR2.
Yeah, we're out here in Findlay. Yes, yes, yes.
Doing our top 10 casket on homecoming weekend.
Flag City, USA, they used to call it here. I don't know if they do that anymore.
I don't either. But I tell you, this is a great place to be. Oh, listen to this.
I hear it coming up in the background.
The Spinners.
You gotta love these guys.
I'll be around. How about you?
I'll be around as long as this is on the radio.
You better believe it. And we chose this together, believe it or not.
We did. Our number, what song?
Number 6.
Number 6.
Right?
On the top 10 casket, VR2.
greatest music ever recorded.
Thank you.
In the Groove on VR2, Vintage Rock Radio. Yeah, we're just playing records.
VR2 and Chic.
Amazing song.
Yes, we...
You know, this was the follow-up to La Freak.
Which was the biggest dance song of all time.
Oh, it was absolute tremendous disco.
Great.
I love the swirling horns. Fabulous.
We were boogieing.
We were. I Want Your Love, Chic.
We are on WLFC, our flagship station today, live. Can't get more live than this in live radio.
No, we can't.
Is a special thing.
It is.
Doesn't happen very often.
I know.
You know.
This is too much fun. Homecoming.
Yeah, it's homecoming in the town of Findlay.
And it's gorgeous outside. The trees are just beautiful.
It's exploding in full color.
yet blazing colors.
We could be leaf peepers, but we're too young for that.
I think so.
Before that, we heard from, Aretha.
Yeah, an amazing
song.
Was
it Aretha?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Since you've been gone. Right?
Sure. Since You've Been Gone from Aretha Franklin, 1968, as a matter of fact. This was a number one R&B hit, Mike.
It was.
She's the queen of soul.
This was your number three and my number...
five, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
We love Aretha.
We do love Aretha. I can never get tired of hearing the song.
Nope.
It's great to dance to. It's got a good energy.
What did we listen to before that?
Let's see. Before that, we heard Smooth, right?
Yeah.
Smooth by Santana. Amazing. Rob Thomas, who used to be in Matchbox 20, if anybody remembers. I think it's just
Matchbox 20.
Matchbox 20. I could say that. Very sexy song. Carlos Santana, his solo guitar is just exemplary. Great, great song.
Beautiful.
Love it.
Hey, we want people to get to our
Latin
website.
Rock.
Right?
For sure. Absolutely. Go to VR2Show.com. Lots going on there. See our new pictures.
Yeah, we got some great... We had a professional photographer for once take a picture of us rather than us trying to like paint
take them ourselves.
Just, with our iPhones.
With our iPhones.
But, you know, we had a lot of fun during the shoot, so you might want to go see that.
Oh, we have a lot of good pictures.
It was great fun.
Yeah.
So, hey, what's coming up in the next set?
We got some good stuff coming up in the next set, but we didn't get a chance to talk about I'll Be Around.
Okay,
from the Spinners.
What more can we say about that?
Except that it is an astounding song. I got to tell you, a great dancing tune. And this was your number six, right?
It was my...
It was both of ours.
Both of our
we
number
both
six.
Chose this.
It's going with us to our graves.
I think so.
Top 10 casket.
Yeah, and coming up in our next set, we've got some real good rock and roll, some heavy wailing guitar.
Yeah. You know, we recycle vinyl.
Absolutely, we
so
do.
So you're hearing some real records on our little show here.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. Absolutely. The
best. That? Is that your phone?
Yeah, I don't think so.
I think it is.
I got a new phone. If that's a new ringtone, it's surprising to me.
Okay, well, coming up in the next set,
yeah,
we are going to be hearing, I don't know if everyone in Findlay remembers Jane Scott. They should. Jane Scott was a rock journalist from
rock
Cleveland.
Writer. Yeah.
She toured with the Beatles. She did interviews with rock and roll people throughout the world.
And she was a friend of ours.
A big, wonderful friend of ours who passed within the last year.
Yeah, great lady.
We have a salute to her on the VR2 show.
Absolutely.
Called the Jane Scott Salute. Mm-hmm. And that is coming up with a song that is unmistakably Cleveland roots rock and roll. Am I right?
Absolutely. That guitar in this particular song will just rock your boat.
So let's rock our boats. Here we go.
I love it.
Join Mike and Chris backstage as they remember Cleveland's legendary rock critic
and America's oldest teenager,
the beloved Jane Scott, with this Cleveland rock favorite.
VR2.
Thank you.
Push comes to shove, and you need a little love. Let me put some rock into your world.
Call me up, don't be shy,
and my love will never lie. I just wanna be your lover boy.
You're listening to the world's best music on the greatest medium ever invented, radio. The original wireless VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
VR2, and if you sing a song a day, you will make a better way, Chris.
I gotta tell you, these horns are so cool. They have a personality all their own.
Trumpet,
this was your
trump.
Number three, yeah. Right?
My number three all
yeah,
time.
Yeah, this is your number three choice. It's, what a dancing tune.
Well, wait, let's look. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a trumpet, trombone, saxophone.
I gotta tell you, the greatest band of all time. This song has amazing musicianship, and it's happy. It's a truly happy song.
It is.
Love it, love it, love it.
It makes me happy, and every time it comes on, I sing the song.
You know, and Maurice White, who is the leader of this group and the singer, I mean, he spanned genres. Soul, disco, R&B, funk, jazz, rock. He was one of the most critically acclaimed band this of all time.
Yes, he was.
A fantastic group.
Well, they were prolific. I mean, as funk stars, I mean, if you think about funk music, there was Kool and the Gang. There was George Clinton.
Yeah.
And there was these guys, for me, and I know that the king is James Brown, but he scares me.
Well, you know, Rolling Stone, Mike, describes these guys as being exceedingly innovative, precise, yet sensual, calculated, calculated. They say that this band single-handedly changed the sound of black pop.
I agree.
And they won 20 Grammys. I mean, really? Wow.
Yep. And wasn't this the band that never played on Soul Train?
You know what? You're right.
They never actually, of all the fame and number one songs they had, they never once, and that was where you went when you were big.
Unbelievable.
They broke a lot of bands on Soul Train,
honored
a lot of bands.
And these guys were funk giants, absolutely.
They were.
Yep, 1976 for this fabulous song.
I was a little funky monkey.
Yeah,
growing up. I mean, my friends were doing the rock and roll hair, rocking down the street.
You had the mullet.
I was Michael Jackson before Michael Jackson was Michael Jackson.
Oh, dude, really? Okay.
Which that's a virtue.
It is a virtue.
But before that, we were doing a little rapping with Tina Marie, who recently was voted one of the funkiest white people in America and in the music industry.
She is the most soulful Caucasian. You're absolutely right. It's hard to imagine that she is, in fact, a Caucasian woman singing because they referred to her over the years as white chocolate, believe it or not. She was a trailblazer. Great guitar playing. Michael, she had such tremendous command of that guitar. I have never seen a woman be able to dance on stage, play the guitar, then she threw it behind on her hip, and she danced and turned. She was wonderful to watch. She was quite the performer.
That's where that type of song that has great soul and great funk elements, and then you have a rock guitar in it, I've always said, that is my favorite song. And there were so many around this time, around the early 80s, where you had the dance song with
this
the rock
guitar. This was 1984.
Guitar.
You're right.
Yeah.
It was the early 80s. I think she was underrated.
Yeah, yes. And,
wouldn't you say?
And, she passed this year, I believe, right?
I think it was
or last year.
2011. Yeah.
Poor
thing.
Yeah,
yeah. Unfortunately.
Yep. And before that, we were rocking with some Cleveland-rooted rock.
Yeah.
The James Gang and Joe Walsh and the boys. And this was our tribute to the beloved Jane Scott.
Yeah, our dear friend, our journalist Jane Scott, who covered every rock and roll star from the 60s through her recent passing on. But this was my choice. This is my favorite, absolutely favorite song. It's feel-good music. The guitar just rocks. The riff is incredible. 1970 for this song from the James Gang. And Funk 49 is the name of the song.
Their other song from that album that I loved was Walk Away.
Mm-hmm. You're right. That's a great tune. I just love how this song builds the instrumentation and the musicianship. Wow. Cowbell, it's got it all.
Ohio roots. I think everybody that, even young people that maybe have never heard this or of the James Gang before, should go look that album up. They were ahead of their time.
Yeah,
they
absolutely
were musicians that were prolific for the time.
Yeah.
And it was rock and roll. So, it's where it all started for us.
This was the song that influenced me to go into the music industry.
Wow.
Yep. This is single-handedly did it.
I thought that you liked bubblegum music.
Oh, Michael.
Yeah.
Really?
Pop and bubblegum, Bobby Sherman the Partridge Family, wasn't
that? We just need to move on, don't we?
Yes, and we do want to explain that we have a couple things going on with the show.
We do.
We have a new studio.
Uh-huh. On the lake in Cleveland, Ohio, rock and roll capital of the world.
That's
it. It's a fantastic studio. It overlooks a blue water, and it's very relaxing, and we have a lot of fun there.
We're not there now.
Well,
because we're in the beautiful green pastures of Findlay, Ohio.
With the gorgeous blazing colors of fall. It's a homecoming, and we're sharing our top 10 casket.
This is probably our third homecoming.
Yeah, I think so. I got to tell you, everybody here is very welcoming.
Yes.
I feel like I'm at home. I feel like I've come home.
We're waking the town up a little bit.
You think?
Yes, and actually,
Are in town, too, aren't they?
Well, we're in a building.
Uh-huh.
It's kind of interesting. The WLFC studios are in a dorm, and a lot of the students that are in the Equestrian Studies program hang out here.
Yep, and they were, I saw them as we came in, and Amanda's great. She's incredible here.
Amanda Reif.
What does she do here?
She's the general manager.
She's the GM, and Chris Underation, who just is an astounding guy, he came in to shake our hands, and we signed autograph and kissed babies. We kissed Chris Underation's son, who came in and said hello to us.
Yeah.
And his sweet wife, Christine, she was here to welcome us on this fabulous homecoming.
Yes, and we posted a picture of you and Miranda.
We did,
on
yeah.
On Facebook, because, you know, we're not teenagers, but we can play with the best of them.
Yeah, but, you know, I actually have a red streak in my hair. Somebody shoot me. I just, you know, I can't stop playing.
Well, I have my platform shoes on, my
yes,
bell bottoms,
do.
And my rock and roll T-shirt, and my my record insert belt buckle.
Yeah, and 45. You look cool, dude. You know?
Well, with that being
and
said.
Our headphones are cool. Minor Peace headphones. If I could walk around the campus with these headphones. You know, they should make accessories of headphones.
That's
I think
right.
so. What a great idea.
Absolutely. Let's do that. Well, listen, we are always welcoming you guys to get to our website and help us choose the music. We truly do play anything from 65 to 85.
And we stretch it sometimes.
Well, those are considered the greatest years in radio. And we are on a quest. And we really have this idea that radio, since it's the original wireless, will always be here. And we're just going to revive it as much as we can.
We recycle vinyl. And we're sharing our top 10 songs with you. And we want to hear from you. What are your top 10 songs?
Yeah.
Go to VR2Show.com. Give us a little blog. Share with us at least 5 of them. Let us know and we'll play them.
Yada, yada, yada.
It's true.
Yeah. Okay. Let's stop yada yada. Let's
okay.
put this shish kumbha music back on.
What a great
Do a
idea.
A little dancing. Here we go.
Mike and Chris count down their top 10 casket songs. A collection of some bloody good hit records that are totally to die for. Exclusively from VR2.
Chris, you ready to get back in the music?
Oh, let's do some rocking here.
Let's do that.
Some dancing. What a great idea.
I'm ready to stand up. This one is going to get everyone.
This is my favorite song, dancing tune.
Got the blood pumping.
Yep-a-ree.
Heart's beating.
Get rocking.
And we
You're
are boogieing.
You're going to
love it. She's
I'm a bad mamma jamma.
I'm moonwalking.
What's this guy's name?
Oh, this is Carl Carlton.
You better believe it.
On VR2.
She's got a failure that's shown up in attention. She's poetry in motion. Recycling Rock Radio's legendary years, 65 through 85.
I love it.
Got your head.
Chris Alutha, King of the Charts. The late Dick Clark with this former pop music smash hit on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies. With all the leaves on the trees are falling to the sound of the breezes that blow. Yet I'm trying to please to the calling of your heartstrings that play soft and low. Yet all the night's magic seem to whisper and hush. Yet all the summer light seems to shine in your blush. Can I just have one more morning dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love? Well, I wanna make love to you tonight. I can't wait till the morning has come. Yet I know now the time is just right, and straight into my arms you will run. And when you come, my heart will be waiting to make sure that you're never alone. There and then all my dreams will come true, dear. There and then I will make you my own. And every time I touch you, you just tremble inside. Then I know how much you want me that you can't hide. Can I just have one more moon dance with you, my love? Can I just make some more romance with you, my love?
Listen to recycled vinyl on VR2 Vintage Rock Radio.
Well,
VR2. And you know, Chris, I was the blackest white kid in Brooklyn, Ohio, growing up.
Really? What makes you say that?
Well, I liked, you know, I kind of wanted to boogie. Yeah. I wanted to make music, and I wanted it to be this kind of music.
I got to tell you something.
Blue-Eyed Soul.
The Blue-Eyed Soul. This is my favorite song by Hall & Oates. It, without question. 1980 for this, Mike.
You got to love it.
I know.
1980, the year I started. I actually started in 79 in Cleveland at the station that you were my boss at.
Indeed.
And in 80, you actually gave me this album.
I know I did.
And I was like, wow.
We pulled it out of our promo closet.
Yep.
And I thought, geez, this kid's working so hard.
Yeah, so we'll give him a free album because he's worth something free.
Yeah, you know, it's true. But I remember this video. Do you remember he had a leather jacket on and a leather tie?
Yes, the skinny ties.
And this is your choice. This is a good song, Mike. You've chosen something absolutely phenomenal.
It was actually an extra choice.
It
because
was.
There's certain songs on this list of top 10 caskets that we can't live without, regardless whether or not we had to break the 10 minutes.
It's not
maximum.
It's not easy to choose your 10 best songs when you're in love with music the way that we are.
You got that right.
I know, right?
Which brings us to a song that you absolutely love.
This is my choice, my extra, without question. I think it's sexy, it's romantic.
What was it?
Van the Man, Van Morrison, Moon Dance from 1970.
It was.
I love the sax. For me, this song's tempo, this flute, is just absolutely magic. It goes all the way to my bones. I mean, this is a classic. Fantabulous night to make romance. Fantabulous orchestration. I happen to think that I would go as far as saying that this song is genius.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure.
It is. I think
Van Morrison scatting in this is just exciting. You know, that inaudible, fabulous, getting down and dirty. I love it.
I'm loving it, too.
I know.
Actually, I liked some of his other songs as well.
Yeah,
I loved
for sure.
Wild Night and
Brown-Eyed Girl
and...
Yeah, great, great artist.
Takes me back to my youngin' days.
And he's a jazzer, too, and, you know, he's still performing.
Irish soul.
You better believe it.
Did you already say that?
No, you did, though.
You know, you've got to turn that phone off.
Is that my phone?
Are you like a teenager or something?
I am a teenager,
Chris has
true.
Gotten a new phone, and yeah. I don't think she's really quite gotten the grasp of it.
I haven't. There's a, you know, learning curve.
Yeah.
But anyway.
And you're learning a lot.
How about the other song that we played, huh?
Which one?
Carl Carlton.
But you skipped over mine.
Which was?
Ain't Nobody.
Ain't Nobody. Oh,
Shaka.
You're right. Hey, I don't want to do that. She's just, wow, what a signature song for her, wouldn't you say?
Well, you remember when you accompanied me to my MRI test?
I did. Yes, I did.
They asked me what I wanted to hear.
I know.
And they had Chaka Khan. And yep. I said, put this song on and keep blaring it until we're out of here, because I had to think myself out of the hyper crazy.
Yeah, you were a mess. You were sweating like crazy. They put you in that thing and, you know, you're in a tube. And
yes.
Yeah, you were a mess. This was 1983 for this fabulous song. It was a number one song. But you know what? She is absolutely a ferocious kick buck diva.
Yeah.
Don't you think?
She is. You know, she used to drop a lot of, you know, profanity on the stage, though.
Well, hey.
Yeah, well.
Somebody's got to do it.
Well, right. And you're the one who does it with the show here.
But, oh, you know what? This song, by the way, Quincy Jones produced this, and this song almost went to Michael Jackson, believe it or not.
You know, I don't understand. This song really wasn't very big.
And it should be.
Yes.
I think it should. It's hypnotic.
It's one of our woulda, coulda, shoulda hits.
Yeah, she's a living legend. I would have to say that about Chaka Khan.
I think it's bigger now than when it was released.
Maybe so.
And so now we can talk about your Mama Jamma.
Oh, does anybody not love this song? She's a bad Mama Jamma. This, for me, is the number one dance tune of life.
Well,
I never tire of hearing this. 1981 for this song. This music, absolutely, I have to say it. It just moves through me. It moves through my cells in a way that makes my heart beat happier, healthier, and funkier.
Wow.
I always feel so good when I hear this.
Well, it's a song that is named for you.
What? Bad Mama Jamma? Yeah. Oh, please. This is a feel-good tune. Love it, love it. I love Parliament. You know, this was hard to do for me, Mike, because I absolutely love Flashlight, and I like Come On, Ride the Train, Ride It. You know that one?
Right. But
I
you had that. To pick, you had to
I
pick
had to
the
pick.
Right song. Like me, my actually Chaka Khan Ain't Nobody used to be my number one song, and I just recently replaced it. And what's interesting about the balance of our little show is that you and I have chosen the same number one
song. It's because we're hanging too much together,
you know? Yeah, it's weird. I had
no idea that you chose the same. I had maybe an idea of one song, which would be the one song that we chose again, but... the rest of them? I mean, come on. Think of how many millions of songs there
are. Well, let's review here. We had four songs that were part of each other's or our individual top tens.
That's amazing.
We had the number one, which we are going to be getting to.
Yeah.
We had Aretha.
Yeah, for sure.
We had The Spinners.
Yeah, great song.
And we had, where's the other one? There's one more. Oh, wasn't it Little Red Corvette?
No, that was my alternate song, but you did choose.
Well, maybe it was only three.
I know this, that some of the music that we've chosen today, absolutely without question, is recycled. Some of the greatest music that has ever been played, some of the greatest songs. But we want to know what our audience's top tens are, right?
Yeah, we'll create a show around your top 10 caskets.
What a great idea.
And we'll put a look for the form at www.vr2show.com. Mm-hmm. While you're there, see our new professionally done pictures, which are, you know...
Mike and Chris being goofy together.
Yes, actually. And they're not retouched because, you know, we look like we're 25 in those pictures.
Oh, we do not. I mean, really? Okay, well, you can speak to yourself. I don't look like I'm 25.
No.
But hey, it's great fun. Go to VR2Show.com. Have a good time. You get a chance to win an iPod. There's a lot going on our website, and we want to hear from you.
The details on the iPod is we recently did podcasts in London.
That's true.
And they are, there's some specific things we want you to kind of remember after listening to it. And if you can answer a couple questions, you could win an iPod Touch.
Yeah, so everybody at Donnell Stadium, listen up.
That's right.
You guys are at Frickers, and they're feeding fans at Frickers, Mike.
Now, they're either at Frickers, or the food is being brought to them by Frickers.
Yeah, well, we're not sure, but we know you're there, and you're having a good time, so we want to salute you. We want to say, hey.
Are we allowed to say Frickers on the air?
It's a restaurant, for gracious sakes.
It alludes to wrong things.
We didn't say friggin' Frickers. We said Frickers.
Very good.
Okay.
And so, and hey, besides that, another great establishment that we're going to make an appearance at later is called Jed's.
Jed's?
We're actually just going to crash the party there.
Yeah. Well, that's okay.
We tried to get invited, but, you know, I guess that didn't happen.
Hey, come out to Jed's after you're done at Frickers. And you know what? We'll sign an autograph. We're going to kiss babies. If you have babies, bring them there.
We have some VR2 keychains and some other toys and prizes.
And some of those really cool pictures.
Yeah, you can have a picture of Chris, you know, without retouching.
Oh, whatever. So what is up with you?
So are you ready, Chris?
For
the number one?
Yes, after I say hello to Chris Underation.
Hi, Chris.
Who, in fact,
and
is Christine. At the stadium.
Chris and Christine.
Yeah, Christine, too. Yeah. We're going to see them a little bit later, but Chris Underation is doing some sideline reporting.
He is.
At the stadium.
The man is.
So, hey.
He is a pro from the word go.
Well, gosh, we are going to talk about our number one, though. Is that what you want
to
do?
Well, we need to get into it.
Okay, let's do it.
We need to turn over the controls and the ship over to the sports people.
Well, believe it or not, Mike and I actually chose this song unbeknownst to each other.
Yes.
So, we are going to share
our
number one favorite song.
Chris?
I am.
Are you so ready?
I'm totally.
Here we go.
Mike and Chris count down their top 10 casket songs. A collection of some bloody good hit records that are totally to die for. Exclusively from VR2.
Number one then, and number one now.
Number one.
So in love with you, whatever you want to do is all right with me, 'cause you make me feel so brand new. And I want to
spend my life with you. Let me say it seems, baby, since we've been together, ooh, loving you forever is what I need.
Got swagger, don't
he's,
you think?
He's swagging.
Yeah, Al Green.
He's swagging and wagging.
Al's always singing about love, Michael.
Yeah.
He's just so smooth, isn't he?
The thing that I loved about him is he was just cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, very smooth. You're
but
right.
He was always on the wrong side of a woman.
Well, hey, you know? There's a lot of men that are on the wrong side of a woman, and a lot of women on the wrong side of a man, too.
Well, what's up with that?
Well, you know, I know something about this song. Rolling Stone ranked this as the 60th greatest song of all time, of the 500 greatest songs of all time.
Well, it is my greatest song of all time.
It is mine, too,
to do karaoke.
Yeah,
I love it.
If anybody's out there has ever seen Michael do karaoke to this song, it's absolutely captivating.
Yeah, you probably will never see that.
Yeah, and this is a peaceful song, wouldn't you say?
It is.
This is our peace song, too.
Yes, and it brings us peace.
It does, and I have to say something about that.
Go ahead.
In my considered opinion, since peace is our thing, life without this song and without music, in total, in my opinion, is like a broken pencil, Mike. It's absolutely pointless. Wow. Music has really changed everything for me over my entire life. I absolutely love it. This is the best. The best love is the kind that awakens a soul and makes you reach for more, that plants a fire in all of our hearts and brings peace to our minds. And this song brings peace to my mind and to my heart. That's what it does for me.
Yeah, it does for me too.
Yeah, great song.
And I think that the first time I heard this song, I was probably in eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't supposed to like this song because an eighth grader should be listening to the Partridge Family and Bobby Sherman and all that.
Yeah, but not me. I was sneaking the radio
all
kinds of different times. I snuck it to school, too. And, you know, I had to listen.
I was
R&B music.
I told you what I used to do.
I know you did.
I used to take and wire the earphone through my clothes.
Right.
And I had a transistor radio on Wixie 1260, which was a big top 40 station in Cleveland.
Wow.
And CKLW,
amazing,
which was in Detroit and Windsor. And I listened. That's probably why I did so poorly in math and science, because those classes nearly were the death of me. But the music got me through.
Well, the music got me through everything in my life, you know, whether it was good or bad. It brought greater joy to a great moment, and it really pulled me through some of the bad moments as a kid. So music changes you. It heals you. It just provides a level of peace that makes you think differently about life. So, hey.
So let's tell people how they can find the VR2 show.
Oh, well, that's easy.
A couple ways, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
They can listen to us live right here at WLFC. 88.3, that's on the radio. We've got some affiliates. A couple that we will note is El Ave Radio
in Texas.
We
want to say hello to our new affiliates.
Well, that's...
Without question.
Who's that?
That's El Ave.
I said that.
Yes, I know.
So El Ave Radio in Midland, Odessa.
Odessa, Texas.
Yip, yip, yeehaw. And we play to the Cowboys. Down
yes, indeed,
there. We
do. We love Texas,
we
and
love
we have a lot of Texas audience. Actually, we have an audience all over the universe.
Yes, and we are also in Harrisburg.
Yep, indeed,
is
we
another
are.
Affiliate. They are Oldies 1620.
Fabulous,
great guys.
Uh huh.
They're an AM station.
Uh huh.
Right.
Sure.
And, you know, we're always looking on the hunt for others, you know, around the world, too.
Yeah, it's hard to imagine that we have people in China listening to us. That blows me away.
Those poor people.
Well, you know, it's just, wow.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
No.
India, China.
We're excited about
London.
All of them.
We have a huge audience in London. And we should say hello to Mike Russell.
Hello and thank you.
Yeah, very much.
The guy that you hear on our show, we should have had him on with us today, that does the British bumpers, as we call them, ads and spots, is Mike Russell. He's part of our show. He and his wife, Isabella.
Music Radio Creative is the name of his company.
And they have pushed out our podcasts internationally.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
Which we love. And we've got two episodes on his website that are podcasts that you can link to. One is episode 10, and the other one is episode 11. And they actually interviewed us on the success of our show and the kinds of things. Are you choking? Are you okay? Here, let me shut your mic off while you do that.
Thank you. I'm good.
Okay. But we love the guy. We love Music Radio Creative. They actually do some of the bits that you hear on the radio here at WLFC Flagship.
And we want to welcome Findlay, Ohio for just making us feel so good about being here at homecoming and just making us welcome. I mean, this is a fabulous place to be. You've got a beautiful town here, a beautiful city.
Yep.
And you guys are all very kind and generous. Thank you.
Yes, we thank you for that.
And Chris we'll Underation, back. We're just very happy to always work with you. You're one wonderful human being.
We've had some sponsors in the past. And
indeed,
we have. Fiat is still in the wings of...
Yeah, Fiat is the car of choice. You should see Mike's Fiat. We drove down here from the rock and roll capital of the world all the way here.
Yeah,
so it's kind of cool.
You know, I drive about 40 miles an hour, and that's top speed for that car. actually, it's got some zip.
It does have some zip. It's a great car. I like it.
We have come to the conclusion... And it is all about sports after this because it's homecoming, and that always has as the crown jewel of homecoming.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you could be crowned king or queen, right? But this is the game.
This is the big game, and they've won a lot of games.
Four wins, one loss.
One loss. That's pretty darn good.
I'm proud.
Go Findlay.
The year that I was, we were NIAA champions when I went to school here, and we were the number one team.
Well, you know what? I think they're working toward that now, don't you think?
I think so.
That's pretty cool.
So find us on www.vr2show.com. Look for a stream link that we will be doing here shortly with WLFC has been gracious and kind to give us a chance to be on 24 hours.
Yeah, for sure. So we're looking forward to bringing our audience to our VR2 show live 24/7.
You'll be able to see Chris on camera in her gotchies and her rollers.
Well, not a chance, really. I don't do rollers anymore, but it's been a pleasure,
but
hasn't it?
I have been in Captain Underpants.
Well, you are Captain Underpants. Go online and you'll understand what we mean by that. So don't miss that one.
No, don't miss that as much
as
you can.
Yeah, no, VR2show.com. You can see Captain Underpants. And we just want to say thank you so much, Findlay.
Okay.
WLFC.
So is our buddy Ron ready to take over the controls here? Is he here? Here he comes. He's ready.
And what do you always say to me, Mike?
What do I always say to you?
Yes, what do you say?
VR2.
And I always say, peace to you.
Excellent. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now.
The universe is listening.